After more than 50 years of singing with children, Ella Jenkins says with each performance, she still wants to make a friend.
I always tell people who perform for children, as you don't ever take children for granted. Rather than have my just doing the whole show, I get them involved in songs, sometimes little chants.
Kadima,
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 Kadima Hapoel,
Kadima Hapoel.
Hey, hey, Kadima Hapoel.
Hey, hey, Kadima Hapoel.
Kadima, hey, Kadima. Hey.
That's the Kadima, Ella Jenkins signature. Kadima, call and response, lots of rhythmic patterns, and songs she's collected all over the world, sung in Swahili, Arabic, Hebrew. Generations of families have grown up listening to Ella Jenkins' music. She's 86 now. She grew up on Chicago's South Side, and her family moved around the city a lot, moving on and hopefully up. Ella Jenkins never had any formal musical training, but music was all around, starting with the blues, learned at the knee of her Uncle Flood.
Well, you know, my uncle came from Little Rock, Arkansas, and he came up to Chicago, like a lot of people from the South. And he used to play the harmonica. And after his long day's work, he came home, took a bath, and put on some fresh clothes, go in the kitchen, eat a hearty meal. But then he'd come in the dining room and sit down. He put his vest on, and then he had four pockets, and each one held a harmonica. And then he'd take them and sit down, and I'd sit on the floor and listen to him. And so he would kind of warm up on the low notes, then on the high note. And they said, now I want you to listen to this one. And then, you know, he'd play that, and I would just listen.
Well, I was wondering how many harmonicas you might have in your pockets.
Well,
I
always carry at least two, but I'm sure I must have at least 60, 70, 100. I like this instrument because it's very portable. You can just carry it in your pocket, in your purse, or whatnot, and you can make a lot of friends.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
Well, let me think about those early days when you were growing up on the South Side of Chicago. Do you think you were conscious then of rhythm and pattern and the things you were hearing around you?
Well, of course. We jumped rope. I never became a master at double dutch, but the people who were good double dutch turners were made you very conscious of if your rhythm was off. Well, they would tell you very plainly that that's wrong. But I think just almost everything we do, just breathing, rhythm, you know, heartbeat, there are all kinds of ways.
Do you think as you moved from apartment to apartment around Chicago that the rhythms that you'd learned sort of became the language that you brought with you from place to place?
As you would go from one neighborhood to another, the children had different ways of singing. Like Miss Mary Mack, well, we said, Miss Mary Mack, 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 all dressed, and I just made up a little melody to it.
Miss Mary Mack,
Mack, Mack,
all dressed in black,
black, black,
with silver buttons,
buttons.
But then some of them said, Mary Mack, dressed in black, buttons all up and down her back.
Hi-yo, 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 hi-yo.
Give me a nickel, give me a dime, see my honey baby all the time. Hi-yo.
What do you think the best question is you've ever gotten from a kid?
Sometimes many children will ask how old I am, you know, because I'm always asking, how old are you? And they say, yeah, how old are you? And so it goes up and up and up now, because I had my 86th birthday, you know. I always never think in terms of how many years, but what is done with the years did you have? And the children are the ones who help me grow and make my life much more meaningful.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and for more wintry weather.
For as long as you've done this, Ella Jenkins, playing for kids, making music with kids, don't you ever get tired of them?
I guess people think you should, but we learn a great deal from the children, and just the handshake, it's the sincerity, the element of surprise, and the thank yous in their voices, and about their eyes and the expression and their smiles. This makes me thrive more. So, I just keep going.
Well, Ella Jenkins, here's to many, many more years of music in your life.
You made me feel really good, because I always think about, we talk about the rhythm. Well, the rhythm of this conversation was so nice that we just got through it in no time at all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You whistle a while and I'll whistle a while in warm or wintry weather.
Ella Jenkins at age 86. Her new album is titled Ella Jenkins, A Life of Song.